You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the chairman of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. I recommend it because it speaks of the breaking news as well as the history behind decisions made by geopolitical leaders. The powers, Russia, China, the United States, the European allies, the powers are now in a quandary over Ukraine. We're on the eve of diplomatic conversations, a virtual meeting between NATO's 30 foreign ministers. What is to be done? A meeting the 9th and 10th, I believe, of January between representatives of President Joe Biden and President Vladimir Putin. What is to be done? In the meantime, Ukraine is the fog of diplomacy. Is it armed? Is it adequately prepared? It's already fragmented in two regions, Crimea and Donbass. George, they're going to talk. Is that talk going to come to results, or will continue to talk like other diplomatic talks of frozen conflicts that go on for years?
Well, begin with understanding that something is absolutely indispensable for Russia. When the Soviet Union collapsed, it lost its buffer zone. It survived invasion after invasion from the West because of strategic depth. It took so long for them to get to Moscow. By then, the rain was falling and the snow was falling, and that killed Napoleon and Hitler and so on. They lost it. Now, the border of Ukraine was about 400 miles from Moscow. This was, for the Russians, an unsupportable situation. It was not only that border, but it was Central Asia, the Caucasus, Belarus, Ukraine. This had been part of the Russian Empire since the 18th century. This had been its foundation. They lost it. Putin is a KGB man. He came out of the KGB, and he is a patriot. And for him, securing Russia is a fundamental interest, and Russia secures itself by its borderland. And the biggest one, the most important one, is Ukraine. And so he did well in the South Caucasus. He did pretty well in Belarus. Now he wanted Ukraine. The American problem is that, frankly, the only thing that scares us is that the Russians holding the Ukraine might attack Western Europe, take the ports of Cherbourg, and be able to send a navy westward. Well, that's far-fetched, but it can happen. We want them away from the Atlantic. They want us away from Moscow. So the deal is a very simple one. Let's neutralize Ukraine. You don't give them missiles. They don't know how to use them anyway. We're not going to base anything there. The United States will probably say, it's not a bad deal. Let's do the same in Belarus. Instead of having something going on there, they will say, okay, Belarus, but let's talk about the Black Sea. And what we're going to try to do in this negotiation is set up a cordon where the Ukraine remains independent, but we agree not to arm it, not to do anything. We want the buffer zone.
Because it's early moments, I mentioned that the borderland also includes Kazakhstan. And we have very sketchy information. But right now, the internet is down. The mobile phones are not working. There's said to be violence in Almaty, the largest city that was the capital. And we don't know the situation in Nur-Sultan. remarks have been made by the present president, Turkayev, about the previous president, Nazarbayev. Is this also a threat to Vladimir Putin and to Moscow, the borderlands of Central Asia, George? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, they're essential. The borderlands of Central Asia guard them from Afghanistan. They've made their own mistakes in Afghanistan, so deal with it. But remember, Russia's space program is based in Kazakhstan. Its launching ability for their satellites comes there. That's where they put it, and it's continually used. Kazakhstan is the largest country in Central Asia. Therefore, that's the one we would expect to see Russia have the most interest in. It is interesting that they've either lost control of it, which it looks like they have, it's not orderly, or some outside force is influencing events to give the Russians problems. I can't speculate on who might want to do that because the Kazakhs can destabilize themselves pretty well. But you're looking at exactly the thing all around Russia. It's as if we were looking at Canada, we were looking at Mexico, we were looking at all of the things around us, destabilizing, being filled with missiles from China, and so on and so forth. So you don't have to like the Russians to understand them, and you have to understand them to beat them.
George Friedman is the chairman of Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.